When it says Kitzav in here, that's not an allusion to facing the Gemara. It means that you should observe the 2 days of Purim as is written in the Gemara. But it's not referencing Mitzvah's creation in the Gemara at all. So this obviously can't be a mokor for the din of Olam HaTanya. Elamei Halchot. It says that the Gemara in the Olam is this Kolom B'Nasa. And this Kolom here means the Nasa means the evidence is given. Iskish Zichur Eli Asiya. Ma Asiya Menafeyala. Again, you can't observe the 15 before the 14. I'm Zichur Eli Asiya. Tana B'chein B'hala. Kovi Pishma B'chein. The din of the Freya also applies to Halah. We have to read the Pidvah until then in sequence. The din of the Freya is Krishna, the din of the Freya is Krishna. Hanel Medala, Rabba Omer Bixir, Mimizor Shem Hashem, Rabba Omer, Kulo Hashem Hashem. So just as the sun always follows its set orbit, as it were. It proceeds from east to west, and you can't change that order. So too, Kriyas and Megillah has to follow. Excuse me, Kriyas and Hala has to follow its order, its pattern. Yosef Omar Zahar Mel, Masa Hashem. Rashi wants to walk with him. Kisayin Hayom Sha'in Mishnah Visha also. The Hakat Kavim Afrei. You say Hallel, model over the day. Same way you can't have afternoon. You can't have the sun in the west, you can't have the sun in the east, you can't have afternoon before morning, you can't have 11 o'clock before 9 o'clock, so to a halal. The Rabbi of Hisham Hashem Abora, the Rabbi of Yishol Kulisim, the Rabbi of Yadim, the Rabbi of Yadim, the Rabbi of the Kapitel Tilden, the Kapitel Tilden, which comprise Halal, they don't even know how to arrange them. They should be in the afternoon or on all occasions they should be there. But there is kind of dual borders between the Rambam and the Rambam. You can say from Mitzvah Shalosh Aleph, when the Rambam says that watch of the first Shalosh in the Mitzvah, says the Rambam, which is the Rambam. And among the other things, he takes the Baha'i to task. Says it's ludicrous. The text of Halel is telling the high acceptance of others. So the Ramban is married to defend the Baha'i. His first defense of the Baha'i is the elements of that don't understand the Ramban's question. The Ramban thinks the same thing about Tula. It was Tula's Darius. At some point in history, that actually has to say, oh, the Davis is said. idea. So what's the din of my faith? It's the din of my faith. That the din of my faith may be a din of my faith. Even in the bones, all of that other stuff, we're talking about the din of my faith. Because there is a set text in that time. Discussion of what the word Baruch means. You say it many times a day, Baruch Atah Hashem. So, what is that? So, in the Shabbat days, Eric Bays, so the Nefesh Shechayim writes as follows. He says, Inan, Kimila's Baruch, Eino Roshan, Tehila, Vashela, Moshe Shuma, the Tiha Amma. Says it's a widespread notion that the word God means is praise. Let's say in the Pasuk of telling the Tehillah Dov, the Chulion of the Hakim, the Ahavavash, the Olam. So some say, it's two parallel phrases, and the Baruch phrase is parallel to the Ahava. And the Baruch means, when you say Baruch Hashem, and you are going to be a phrase, the Nefesh HaChaim thinks that's a toast. It says, Shaharei, Shama, the Rabbi Yishmael, and he was intended to be like his cousins. The Baruch is saying, the Yishmael, second alternative to what the Nefesh HaChaim is about to say also. The first one that quotes is this idea that Baruch is also Tehillah Hashem. Hashem, you are praised. The second is that Baruch means you are the source of God, which means you are the source of abundance. Says, when the actual religion says that this is a office left with means that you'll have lots of your crop. There'll be a big bounty. We'll be plenty. Very happy to be good. But I would say that there's examples like this So he needs, it has to be the Havayos of Yehei. As it is, that's the way it should be. As what is, as the bracha is, that's the way it should be. And that's the makor for halal and mahonah. So clearly, halal and mahonah are being used interchangeably. So isn't that the opinion that the Chaim of Mishnah was dismissing? As you look at Rashi, there's an extraordinary idea. Rashi says, Yishay Hashem Yudorah, the Havayasa Yehei, Himu Hashem Yudhoso Kisidra. So what did Rashi do? And how in the world is he able to do that? What did Rashi do?
Basically tying the Hillel and Mechazo to a different day.
Rashi Shtubs and Hillel. Mamash Lafuke from the way we were just reading the Gemara. How does he do that? So the Pashtun says that Rashi is telling us that Chazal are reading it. And then how does he follow the Halleluka, 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 Hashem, Halleluka, Hashem, Hashem, Yehi Hashem, Hashem, Rehoi. So Rashi is telling that the Yehi, Bahamayasu Yehi, is Nidrash Lefana, Ula Achorot. It's telling you, not only should the Bechasso be Havayas Yehei, which would tell something about Hava, because Brocha doesn't equal Hava, but the Yehi is also telling us that the Hava of the previous person should also be Havayas Yehei. So Rashi's telling us that the Yehi, the Chorus, what is Rashi that the Yehi is that Yehi is? Rashi's telling us that the Yehi is not actually Hava. Shema, the Pelosh, and Tashat, Tashim, and the Rebbe now helps if Because you don't know the Hebrew, you don't like, I don't know.
It's saying half a word. So why don't you broke up the words with this bisyllable?
And then you're a little kid, you get these games, you know, where you get these sentences and the words are scrambled and they're scrambled. They always drove me crazy. So maybe I'm a little biased in this. Vitzler writes about the Pangalosian and his older brother when they left the Medeshah Yisrael. But then the younger brother of Tom is Pangalosian used to say, it's not true what they say about me, he died yet. It's not true what they say about my brother, but that he was another god. It's not true. He didn't come anywhere near the other. So my brother knew. Thank you. comes around, say, Vayomer v'chayim shema v'shema, or any other religion, do you have to say? V'yagwa shema v'shema v'shema. It says that the din, why is it not that the pshat, the Rambam tells you what the pshat is, right?
Say that maybe that same svara applies to Kriyashma, that Kriyashma is being done here in a Torah's tefillah as opposed to a formal dinner of reading the Pesukim and the Torah. Maybe it's like.
Maybe, but I'm not sure you need that. I think the Rambam would say, even assuming like the day in the Beis Yosef that it is, that you are saying the Torah's different Torah, the Kisidra and the Kriyashma is like the Kisidra and the Tefillah. That's sort of the default is that you would expect the creation of the Kollel Hashem. Why would you have expected that? Because Kol HaTorah, Kol Hashem, and answers me on it's true. Saturday, Tachamino, Shema, Kerabonon, Kasulachon, and Vahayu. And then Mar goes to the same thing, pointed out what in the opposite. Why do you need a Kiddush to say, can say that in any language? Isn't that the default position? So it must be that the Torah was given by Lashon HaKodesh. It's not something that you have in there. Why do you come out because of what you want to Shema? The Shad is, what is this question? When Chazan or the Rebbe where the Kol HaTorah is by Lashon HaKodesh or the Kol HaShem? The Gabbai 1. those just quotes from Rashi. At least here in the Gila, we don't have it that way. Maybe Rashi and Soto is that way. But even in the Gila, no one brought this. Does Rashi really say the way Tosfos quotes it? So again, Chazal and both of us, Kol HaTorah was given in Lashon HaKodesh for what purpose? In what context are you saying? So they understand Rashi, or Rashi and Sota, is actually in the Kurish like that? Yeah, Rashi and Sota says it in the Kurish. Rashi Bayez doesn't say it. That it means that Mitzvah is Kriya Satorah. When it's Mitzvah is Kriya Satorah, so if you hold for Lashon and so it also says, what are you talking about Kol HaTorah? What are you talking about? The only Kriyas HaTorah in Rashi is Rashi Zoha. Famously, this is where in Brachos, the Tosfos of Rosh mentioned Rashi's part. That's the other mark of Rashi's part in the Rashi's as well. So it also says, no, Kol HaTorah, B'chol Lashon Nehmer, Lashon HaKodesh Nehmer, L'gabi. What? It means whenever there's a mitzvah to recite psukim from the Torah, such as by Egel Arufa, Yadenu Lashavchu, Bidu Meiser, Lachal Tivanim Yimenu, any recitation in the Torah. So is the default position that the recitation is B'chol Lashon, or is the default position that the recitation is Dafka Lashon HaKadosh? The Shittim Kodesh says, I apologize. The Shittim Kodetz says,
he says, if you're going to tell me that every Aliyah has to be in a Pesuk or a Suma, how are you ever going to read by eight Zayt? There are Pesuk.
The,
must be. This halacha,
Shittim Kodetz is a Rokhah to Bible. He says, it's time that this is Talmud. You have to have it. It's time that this is Talmud Torah. And what the rabbit seems to say is, the shayla is, maybe we should say this in Hebrew, whether you go say you meant to come to the Torah, or whether you can be able to come. So obviously, it's not Nitzan of the Hayana, that the Mitzvah's Talmud Torah is restricted to Lashon HaKodesh. The rabbit apparently is talking about Rav Sternberg somewhere in the Stumbach has a view about this vibe in some way. I think in one of his earlier volumes of the Jewish novels. I remember how, whether he says all of what we're about to say, I don't know about it, but the vibe of the father is talking about Torah Shav Chassav. It's Abada, Torah Shav Chassav, where the Torah is the ideas. Is talking about Torah Shav Chassav and Itachen. Again, were it not for Rashi and Sota, you could have thought that that's what Rashi here Al Atach is saying. Because if you think of the Rashi B'chol Lashon Nemra, so Rashi says the Krosa B'chol Lashon. He doesn't say the Krosa B'tzibur. He doesn't say the Krias Ma'ala of Shabbos of Sheni B'chamishi of Rashi Zalatach. Again, Rashi and Sota does say the basic essence. But Rashi here, Rashi and Duff, as we said, that Rashi has that in mind also. But Tosef is B or Yifach, and again, this I'm just not sure whether Rav Sternberg had this or not, that maybe what the Rabbi has in mind, again, A, he means only Tosef, not Tosef, not that B. What's more, maybe he has in mind, and above implies that there's a fundamental difference between Tosef and Tosef. And you don't understand it, say nothing kind of. archaeological dig trying to find a place where they the Sidon Hamanas and people sent them. Some of the Rambam says when you say his own common, you have to understand it, otherwise there's no point. It's pointless if there's no understanding. And the implication in the Baal HaTanya says, Tosha Osa, what's the difference? Because Tosha Bal Peh, again, Tosha Bal Peh is not the words, it's the ideas, that's the content. Tosha Enkei, Tosha Osa is also the words. Tosha Osa is also the ideas, it's also the content, but it's also the words. The words are the Baal Hashem. So by Tosha Osa, the person says, Tosha Bal Peh, that's the Baal Hashem, that's talking to him, if he doesn't understand the types of the words. So you're talking about what the Rav means is, what happens if a person on that level, is it a chefto Torah b'Sad even in translation? So let's say I'll read in Japanese the Taich of the gracious Baruch Kim, Esa Shemayim Esa Oretz. So would you say that there's any religious Torah? Is that also the Baruch Hashem, or does that only represent the ideas and the content? In which case, if I understand it, it's something. Okay, but Al-Kopana, the Bible says it's referring to the Talmud Torah, and in the Bible means the Talmud Torah of Rav Torah Shabbos.